that as this is the last time I'll be speaking to this week, weekend, that it's been a great joy for me to come to the Toronto Easter Conference. It's my first experience here, and I've really enjoyed the welcome and the fellowship of God's people, and we trust that the Word of God will be precious to us all as a result of us all being together. Now, I want to read from 1 Thessalonians and chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians and chapter 4. We will read from verse 13. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent, that is, shall not precede, shall not go in advance of them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Now we're just going to read on a little. But, notice that but, of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep, as do others. But let us watch and be sober, for they that sleep, sleep in the night. They that be drunken, are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore comfort yourselves together, and edify one another, even as also ye do. Now we are confident that God will bless to us the reading of his precious word. The day when Paul first went into the city of Thessalonica was a very eventful day in that city. It was a city that was very like Corinth in some respects. It was also in Greece, but a different part of Greece. In that city there was a synagogue, just as there was in Corinth. And it seems very clear from the reading of chapter 1 of this letter that there was also a heathen temple in Thessalonica. Because in that chapter we read that they turned to God from their idols to serve the living and the true God. Paul went in with two companions. They're both named with him in the first verse of the epistle, as in the first verse of the second epistle. Paul and Silvanus, that is Paul and Silas, and Timothy. So these three men went in. They went into the synagogue. The gospel was preached. and souls were saved. What a blessing it was for that city. And now the apostle, not too long, perhaps more than 3 weeks, that some say, but not too long after, he has been chased out with his preaching brethren. It wasn't just as easy as many of us. We stand on platforms and go in comfort from place to place. But because of the preaching of the gospel and the problems that it stirred up in the district, Paul and his companions, they in fact were chased out by what is called in our King James Version, lewd fellows of the baser sort.